The new UN Global Development Report shows continuing improvement in living conditions in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This month, the president of the World Bank, Jim Yong Jim, he announced he believes extreme poverty could really be eradicated by 2030. The UN report uses data researched by the Vienna-based International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis and the IIASA's world population analyst Wolfgang Lutz told Chris Cummins about their findings.
We should not only look at the increasing total population, but we should rather look at the human capital, which is a measure of the resources, the capabilities of people. And there, indeed, we see a situation where in many countries, the young ones are significantly better educated than the adult population. And this, of course, gives hope for the future when these better educated move up into adult ages.
And what can we say is the reason behind this positive development? Is it, for example, the Millennium Development Goals? Have they had a really good impact?
Well, we can say that the policies aimed at educational expansion have been quite successful in many countries, particularly in Asia, but increasingly also in a number of African countries. And of course, these policies have to be seen in the context of the Millennium Development Goals.
At the moment, there's so much depression about the global economy, but is it true that in developing countries, the outlook is actually much more positive?
Yes, because as we've seen throughout the history of the last decade, countries that invested in their human capital and their skills were able to benefit from the technologies that already existed in other countries. So these developing countries now, where we have a young generation that is much better educated, they can use these new technologies and have much higher economic growth rates to catch up with the standard of living in other parts of the world.
And we're seeing this reduction in absolute poverty. But to what extent is that under threat because of the changing climate? Could all of this progress be reversed by climatic change?
Not in the very near future. Many of these climate change scenarios are longer-term scenarios. So undoubtedly, some climate change is already going on. The really dramatic consequences are likely to show up in the second half of this century. And the more important is it that by then, the populations, even in the poorest countries, will be empowered, they will be educated, they will have the infrastructure and the skills to cope with these new climate conditions.